is already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Antioch family, to those of you that are visiting with us today, if there be any of those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Isaiah 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, verse 14, where we find these words which are recorded. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Thank you. You may be seated. And there's another verse in Isaiah 9 and 6. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want to use for a topic this morning, Christmas is all about Christ. Christmas is all about Christ. Over the last several weeks, I have focused our messages on the Christmas season. We first spoke on comfort in knowing Jesus is coming. We then spoke on a Christmas Day message of hope. And we will conclude today with Christmas is all about Christ. My brothers and sisters, I shared that because we needed to hear about Christ and hope. Christmas is a time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But there would be no Christmas without Christ. For Jesus is the reason for the season. When we think about our scriptures, when we think about our text, the historical text revealed during the 60-year ministry of Isaiah, he served God under both godly and ungodly rulers. And that could be prevalent even today. As men and women in any particular nation, there are some godly leaders and then there are some ungodly leaders. One of the wicked rulers was Ahab. Ahab, we see here, who even sacrificed to the pagan gods of the surrounding nation. And it could say, when you have an ungodly ruler, when you have a ruler who turns away from God, he tends to migrate towards nations that are simply not like our nation. Hello, somebody. And when an ungodly ruler turns away from the principle by which God has established, affirm and declare a nation, that nation now is a reflection of that ungodly ruler or leader. Ahab was that such ruler that turned away from God, in spite of the fact that he was chosen to lead the nation of Israel. We see all of these things transpiring, and it was during the rule of Ahaz that one of the most powerful of Isaiah's great promised prophecies was proclaimed. God has a way of taking a leader, a prophet, to share to the nation all of the things that will transpire for future events. My brothers and sisters, it was to this king, Ahaz, who had turned away from the Lord, and who in this act, it represented all mankind, that Isaiah was sent with a clear promise that one day God himself would take on human flesh. When we see what God is doing, when we see what God was establishing, God himself would take on a human form. That one day a virgin would have a child and he would be the Son of God. My brothers and sisters, as I pondered that statement, I realized the gravity of the prophecy. Not only the accuracy of the prophecy, but that God was establishing our Redeemer King. But that was also a plot by the world system to stop the birth of the Messiah King, this Redeemer King. And whenever there is a prophet, whenever there is a movement by God to establish hope, there will always be some form of opposition against it. We are told that King Herod, hearing that a Messiah king would be born, gave an order to kill all male children who were in Bethlehem. King Herod wanted to stop this king, this Messiah, which would rival him. But God was sending Jesus into the world to be the Savior of mankind. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, if we examine Jesus' name, Jesus' name means Savior or Deliverer. Yeah. If we think about why a Savior and a Deliverer sent, it was because God's unconditional love for man. The world was in a chaotic state because of the fallen nature of man. So we see in Isaiah 7:14, it states, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Which is interpreted God with us. My brothers and sisters, from that statement, the world was able to behold God manifested in flesh. And even today, in the year 2020, over 2,000 years, men are still questioning who Jesus was. Some said he was nothing more than a good man. Others said he was nothing more than a prophet or a preacher. But they questioned the authenticity of the man. They questioned how he was born. They question so many things relating and concerning Jesus the Christ, who is Emmanuel, God with us. My brothers and sisters, it is not by chance that Scripture foretold his coming, but when the Savior of the world would arrive, many did not recognize him. Isn't it amazing how God can send prophets and preachers and ministers, and they can share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But the world will not recognize him, the authenticity of God's word, as it is being expounded, and men and women will not recognize what God is saying, in spite of the fact that it is written in his word and being shared from a pulpit. How often we choose to believe a lie more so than the truth. And so the Lord is saying, I'm going to send you the truth. I'm going to send you one who is emblematic of truth. And the world did not recognize the truth. Why is it that the world cannot recognize the truth? The world cannot recognize the truth because the world would prefer to believe a lie versus the truth. You know why? Because there's so much in lies that is infatuating, it's so consuming. There's a man, Bruce, and ain't doing nothing but telling. And the world is infatuated with it. But when we share the truth, it is so boring. But that man can tell more. And people just gravitate, and the media is just eating it up because it is something different. But when Christ came and revealed the truth, the world did not recognize him. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Why is it that we would rather believe a lie than the truth? When we see what the Lord was establishing and affirming what God was doing, Scripture says he, Jesus, came to his own and his own received him not. He came to the Jewish race. Everything is prophetic, is pointed towards the Jewish nation. If you ever want to understand what's going on in the world, look at the Jewish nation, because everything points towards Israel. Christ will come back for his chosen people and those who have accepted him as Lord. We, you and I, who are Gentiles, have been grafted in because of what Christ did through the nation. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, the patriarchs. My brothers and sisters, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. It's about what we believe that makes us acceptable to God the Father through faith. God sent his Son into the world to redeem mankind. And those who would believe would become the sons of God. God sent his Son to conquer and give the answer to the sin question. And this was due to mankind's fallen state. The birth of Jesus, Antioch, was divinely inspired. As God began to intervene on behalf of man's fallen nature, the coming Messiah would have a twofold nature. Jesus' birth first was through the woman by a natural birthing process.
Yeah.
And this made Jesus a human baby. My brothers and sisters, the woman played a tremendous role. And even today, women are discounted to a large degree in many of the places around nations around the world. But what I have to say and what I believe is according to Scripture, it says that Christ came through the woman.
Right.
Didn't come through the man.
Right.
So why do we put so much evidence on the man? Because God said man won't have anything to do with this.
Right.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own